Hello there and welcome to this edition of Visit Cuba. I'm Susana Nieves, sitting in for Rich Gámez for Radio Havana, Cuba. Here we would like to share with you about the world of tourism, destined to and originating from Cuba. I'll be right back. Please stay with us. The Cuba Tourist Board announced earlier this month that Canadian visitors to Cuba have surpassed arrival numbers registered in 2018. Cuba announced that it had officially welcomed over a million Canadian visitors through the 2019 travel season. 2019 was an exciting year for Cuba with the Havana 500 celebrations, and the heightened excitement and energy still continues, said Lesner Gomez, director of the Cuba Tourist Board. We look forward to welcoming even more of our Canadian friends to Cuba in 2020 and to share Cuba's unique spirit and soul, as well as celebrating the 61st anniversary of the Cuban Revolution. Experts agree that Cuba continues to be an intriguing, dynamic, and culturally rich destination for travelers from around the world. The strong 2019 travel numbers, they say, are a result of the opening of brand new luxury hotels in a number of destinations of the island, the investment in the refurbishment of many properties, and the devoted efforts of Cuba's tourist industry. Cuban tourism authorities say they plan to continue the development and expansion with many exciting announcements to come in 2020. The Cuba Tourist Board represents Cuba internationally as a vacation destination, known for the warmth and friendliness of its people, spectacular beaches, and reliable climate. The Cuba Tourist Board is responsible for providing leadership and awareness of Cuba's extensive tourism offerings. Not only does Cuba have some of the most spectacular beaches in the Caribbean, but it also is a destination rich in culture, history, and leisure activities. The Cuba Tourist Board showcases the spirit of Cuba and the wonderful opportunities the country has to offer. For more information, visit the group's website at www.gocuba.ca. Russian tourism to Cuba grew by about 30% in 2019, when there were almost 178,000 visitors from the Eurasian country, a figure listed as a record for that market that has become one of the emerging sources of tourism to the Caribbean island. The Russian visitors go to almost all of the country's tourist destinations, from the provinces of Holguín and Camagüey in the eastern part of the island, to Cayo Coco and Cayo Santa Maria in the central region, the world-famous Varadero Beach Resort in the province of Matanzas, and the Cuban capital, Havana. Havana and Varadero are the most visited in the country. According to the growth projections of the Cuban Ministry of Tourism, the number of Russian travelers to Cuba could increase this year to 200,000. In fact, Russia has been chosen as the guest of honor this year at Cuba's International Tourism Fair, FIT Cuba, the tourist sector's most important event. The Cuban tour operator Havana Tour and the Russian agencies Annex Tour, Natalie Tour, Pegas Touristique, and Daiquiri have played an important role in the strategy to attract customers. Added to this are the flights of Russian airlines, which today operate routes to several Cuban provinces. Specialists say that the sustained increase of Russian travelers to Cuba means the possibility that in the future, Russia could be placed among the main markets of tourists to Cuba, with Canada, France, United Kingdom, and Spain. Cuba's eastern region, especially Holguín province, boosts heritage and nature tourism, a form of tourism that is increasing according to Cuba's news agency. The Cuban travel agency EcoTour specializes in ecotourism and offers visitors a wide range of excursions to natural and historical sites in Holguín and in other Cuban eastern provinces. Among the options is a tour of Baracoa in the most eastern province of Guantánamo, the first village founded in Cuba by Spaniards in 1511. Baracoa stands out for its mountain ranges, crystalline water rivers and beaches, and chocolate production. Santiago de Cuba is another ideal tourist destination, with two tours offered by EcoTour. The first includes sites of historical value, such as the Sanctuary of the Virgin of Charity of El Cobre, the Moncada Barracks, and the Santa Ifigenia Cemetery. The second tour is to La Gran Piedra Mountain, crowned by a rock of over 60,000 tons, surrounded by other interesting sites such as the Birds of Paradise Botanical Garden and La Isabelica Museum. The Cuban travel agency EcoTour offers ecotourism through activities related to nature, adventure, historical knowledge, and environmental protection. Well, that's it for this edition of Visit Cuba. I'm Susana Nieves, sitting in for Reyes Gámez. Thanks for your company.